J-Man Completion Equipment.
Hi, is Jack there?
He is not available at the moment. Can I take a message for him?
Yeah, maybe you can help me out. Is there maybe someone else there, like an office manager, CFO, controller, someone else that does the financing around there?
That'd be me.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Joe.
Joe?
Yes.
Nice to meet you. My name is Olivia, and I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Doing all right. Busy.
Busy. Okay, well, I won't take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business about 2.5 weeks ago. Looks like it was based on some past financing you guys did with Plans Capital in 2011. Does that ring a bell at all?
Well, I know Plans Capital. I know what you're talking about, but that was probably a different company at that point.
Oh, are you guys a different company now?
We are, yes.
Oh, okay, I see. Okay, well, I mean, I think regardless, your business is probably still pre-approved with us for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. So if you guys do have any projects coming up in the pipeline where you might need financing, let me know.
All right, will do. I think we're probably good for right now, though.
Okay, do you have an email address that I could just maybe shoot this information to you so you have it on file?
Sure, joe.bryant at jmacce, that's J-M-A, Charlie Echo, .com.
Perfect. All right, well, I'll definitely send this information to you. How's business going? Oh, yeah, excuse me, he said you're really busy. Right?
Oh, yeah, always.
Always?
I am, at least. I wish business was better.
Oh, no, the business isn't that busy?
That's the oil and gas industry.
Oh, is it just kind of like slowed down right now?
Yeah, yep, definitely.
Is that just like dependent on like what the market's like, or if like, you guys like actually can find the oil?
Oh, it's all the market.
Oh, yeah, cause prices are pretty cheap right now, yeah?
Yep, which is not great for us.
Not great for you guys, but it's good for everyone else, right?
Yep, definitely.
So when things are slow, like how do you guys like get through that slow time?
We just wait it out, try to find other things to do.
Oh, really? What kind of other projects do you guys take on?
We've created some different business ventures that we're working in.
Oh, that's cool.
Just whatever we can do to make a buck.
Yeah, right. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yep, definitely.
So do you guys have to, like, cut back on, like, employees, like, when it gets slow?
We have fortunately not had to do that at this point.
Awesome. Yeah, that's definitely, like, not good. So are you guys, like, mainly, like, obviously I'd say business to business then, right?
Yes.
Interesting. And so, like, is it all, like, the oil that you guys get, is it in Texas? Or is it everywhere?
Well, we're actually an equipment manufacturer.
Oh, okay, so you manufacture the equipment for the people getting the oil?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And then, so are you guys, like, worldwide, or are you just, like, in America?
Right now, we're operating basically in Texas.
Basically in Texas, and, like, but most of your customers are in Texas as well?
Yes.
What about, like, Alaska at all? Just curious.
What's that?
What about Alaska? I always hear about oil there.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what they have up there. No, there's a lot that they're not allowed to touch because of where it is.
Oh, you know what, that makes sense because of all the wildlife and the environmental concerns, right?
Yep, definitely.
How long have you guys like been in the industry?
Well, we came out of the other the company I'm sure y'all have worked with before. JMAC Tool, and that's been around for 30-plus years.
And so did you guys just, like, get a new owner, or did you just, like, rebrand?
No, he sold the primary business and spun this off as a separate entity.
Okay, that makes sense. That's a good idea, right? So then he has two separate things going on.
Yep.
Nice. So how do people, like, find you guys? Is it just, like, online, the website, or how do you guys get new customers?
We've got an outside sales rep that does most of our prospecting for us.
Oh, nice. How long has he been working with you guys?
About 2 years.
2 years. And it's just one? Just one sales rep does brings in all the business?
Yep, so far.
Wow, he must be good.
Yeah, about the time things started taking off, the business or the market went south. So.
Oh, okay. Do you guys have like a lot of competition out there?
Oh yeah, there are plenty of people in the market.
Yeah, because it's like huge. Like oil's huge there.
Yep, it definitely is.
What do you guys do to like kind of like set yourself apart?
It's all in differentiation of the equipment. Try to make it the best we possibly can. Meet the pricing that the industry needs.
Oh yeah, is that hard to like match that kind of pricing when there's so many people in the market?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Awesome. So have you guys like made any new purchases this year at all for equipment?
No, we haven't.
Okay. Do you guys normally do that maybe like at the end of the year to take advantage of 179 at all?
We really just whenever we need to. We haven't had a need to. But.
Okay, so basically just as on an as needed basis.
On the market.
Yeah. And so when do you predict it's going to pick back up again?
Oh, there's no telling. The oil and gas industry. It could be next week. Could be. A year from now.
Oh, really? It's that unpredictable?
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. I didn't know that. Well, I mean, I guess I kind of know because I see the prices when I'm getting gas at the store, but I don't really think about it, you know?
Yep. It's very cyclical.
Interesting. So do you guys, like, find it hard, like, to compete with, like international companies at all?
We haven't, necessarily seen that.
Okay, I was just curious because it seems like there's probably a lot outside the U.S.
Yeah. The technology we're working with is I'll tell you what, I've actually got to go. I got something
okay.
Calling me.
Okay.
So, I appreciate it.
Do you have an email? Oh, yeah. No, you already gave it to me. I'll definitely follow up with you. Thanks so much.
All right.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.